This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope as you start this day, your heart is open to God and listening for what God might have to say to you. Because when we order our day around our relationship with God, then God brings all the various issues and pressures and stresses of life into order, into balance in our lives. The Bible talks about peace, the Hebrew word shalom, and that word means wholeness. It's the idea of everything coming into place in your life. It doesn't mean life is easy, but there's a rightness about it, and that is the way life is when you are walking with God. We're reading through the book of Romans together and just talking about it, and you know, there's nothing better for you to build your life around God than to start each day with your Bible open in front of you and asking God to speak to you. Here's what our passage today says as we get to Romans chapter 13, verse 8. It says, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there's any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law." It's a beautiful passage, isn't it? You know, sometimes when we think about Christianity or we think about the Bible, we can have negative feelings because we think about legalism and people who are just on and on about what you shouldn't do and that this is wrong and that's wrong and all of these kinds of things. And it's a negative kind of thing. And what Paul is saying here in the book of Romans in the Bible is that is such an upside-down way of thinking about the laws and rules in the Bible. Those things aren't there as a negative, deadening kind of thing. He says, when you really come into a living relationship with Jesus Christ and Jesus begins to change your heart to be the way his heart is, you know, everyone loved being around Jesus. He wasn't just down on everyone. He didn't pull any punches. He called it like it was, didn't he? He didn't let people get away with things. But when he talked to them, there was this attitude of not compromise, but love. And Paul says, he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. And he starts going through some of those laws. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And he says, we sum up all these commands really with one thing, love your neighbor as yourself. Because if you love your neighbor, and your neighbor just means the people around you, if you love the people around you, you don't do wrong to them. And so you're automatically fulfilling the law. That really these laws are just descriptions of what is loving behavior to the people around you. And really, that is the difference that Jesus Christ makes in a person's life. They become a loving person. And do you know that when you think about the people around you, don't just think about their actions and whether they're right or wrong. Think about how you can love that person. When you think about your own standards of moral behavior, if you can put love at the center of everything you do, you'll find that you don't have to struggle to do what's right in your relationships with people. That's what will flow from your life. You say, well, but how can I be a person who loves people like that? There's a good chance that there's people in your life that you are not able to love like that. But that is where Jesus Christ comes into the picture. The risen Jesus Christ is alive today, and he wants to love through you. And when you encounter a situation where you can't love someone, just admit it. Say to God, I'm trying, but I can't love this person. But I am willing for you to love them through me. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.